Welcome back. Today we're doing something very specific and very powerful for Ragalining drum and bass, a jungle warfare style 808 tail that hits like a modern mixave sub, but finishes with that chopped vinyl, dubplate-ish character. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton routing, racks, and basic gain staging. The goal is a repeatable formula you can drop into any rolling tune, tight transient, controlled sine tail, then dirty movement that feels sampled and chopped, without turning your low end into soup. First, quick setup. Set your project tempo somewhere between 170 and 174. I like 172 for this. Put a spectrum on your master. If you're serious about club translation, also throw a utility on the master temporarily, so you can hit mono and sanity check what's happening down low. One more big rule before we start. Keep the 808 tail as unwarped as possible. Warp can be cool for breaks, but the tail is all about clean pitch behavior. If you do need movement later, we'll use repitch or subtle automation in a controlled way. Now, we'll build the source. Make a new MIDI track and load operator. In operator, go simple. Algorithm is A only, oscillator A is a sine wave. This is important. If the source is clean and predictable, you can add dirt intentionally later instead of fighting randomness. Set the amp envelope like this. Attack at zero, sustain all the way down, so it's basically a one-shot style tail. Decay somewhere between 350 and 900 milliseconds. Start at 600. Release around 110 milliseconds. That release number matters more than people think in FastDNB, because it shapes how the tail breathes around the grid. Here's a coaching trick. At 172 BPM, a 1/16th note is roughly 87 milliseconds. So if your release is near that zone, the bass feels like it's breathing in time with the groove. If you want it punchier, go 60 to 110 milliseconds. If you want it rolling, 110 to 180. If you want halftime menace, you can push 180 to 260, but only on selected hits or it will smear. Now the classic 808 drop. Enable the pitch envelope for oscillator A. Set the amount around plus 18 semitones, and set the pitch envelope decay around 60 milliseconds. Keep it short. If you let that pitch fall last too long, it starts sounding like trap instead of jungle. For notes, jungle and DNB subs often live around F, F sharp, G, or A. So if your tune is in F minor, you're in that sweet spot already. Okay, now the main concept. We're not making one bass patch. We're making a two-layer system. Think note plus texture. The note is the sub. The texture is the chopped vinyl vibe that helps it speak on smaller speakers and feel like it came off wax. Group your operator track into an instrument rack. Inside the rack, create two chains. Name them sub core and vinyl tail. Start with the sub core chain. This is your mix lawyer. This chain keeps the low end stable, mono, and predictable. First device, EQ8, high pass at 20 to 25 Hz, steep slope, just to clear out subsonic junk that steals headroom. If you're getting mod, try gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz, like 2 to 4 dB, but only if you actually hear the problem. Next, add saturator. Drive around 2 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is one of the best stock device moves for translating a sine sub. You're not trying to make it sound distorted. You're trying to give it just enough harmonic information that it reads on more systems. Optionally, add a compressor if your levels are inconsistent. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 30 milliseconds so the transient can breathe. Release around 80 to 150. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, not flattening it. Then utility. Set width to 0%, or enable bass mono if you're using that feature. The sub must be mono. If you ignore this, everything might sound okay in your room, and then fall apart in a club. That's the clean layer. Now build the vinyl tail chain. This is the ragged jungle energy, dusty movement, pitch wobble, bit reduction, filtering, micro chops. But the number one rule is, no sub in the dirty layer. Put EQ8 first. High pass aggressively at 120 to 180 Hz. Steep slope. Start at about 140 or 160. This is the move that saves your mix. If you hear phase weirdness or your low end gets unstable, push that cutoff higher. Now add redux. Set bit depth around 10 bits. Downsample around 2.5 as a starting point. Subtle is the word. If you go too far, it becomes video game bass. That might be a vibe, but it's not the chopped vinyl feeling we're going for today. Next, auto filter. Try low pass or band pass depending on how nasal you want it. Set frequency around 2 to 5 kHz to start. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Then add a little envelope amount, 5 to 15%, so each hit has a tiny motion. This makes it feel less like a stack effect chain and more like a sampled tail reacting to the transient. Now we add vinyl movement. If you have a max for live LFO, great, but we're staying stock friendly, so here's the trick. Use auto pan as an LFO. Drop auto pan on the vinyl chain and set phase to 0 degrees. That means it's not doing stereo panning, it's just giving you a modulation signal that affects both channels the same way. Set the rate super slow, like 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. Set amount around 5 to 12%. Now, what do we do with that movement? Easiest move. Map it to auto filter frequency so the texture slowly drifts like a warped record. If you want pitch wobble instead, add shifter set to pitch mode and use tiny fine movement. If mapping feels fiddly, don't get stuck. Draw subtle automation on the filter or pitch over a bar. That's often more convincing anyway. After that, add erosion. Set it to noise mode. Frequency around 3 to 8kHz. Amount very small, like 0.2 up to maybe 1.5. This is dust air, not hiss nightmare. If your hats and snares start losing clarity, you went too far. Then utility on the vinyl chain. You can widen this layer slightly, like 80 to 120%, because it's not carrying the sub. But listen carefully. If the low mid start getting facey, narrow it back down. And turn the vinyl layer down. Teacher note, the character layer should be felt more than heard. On proper monitors you might barely notice it, but on laptop speakers it suddenly becomes obvious. That's the sweet spot. Now let's add the chopped feel, because this is where it becomes jungle instead of just a bass with distortion. You've got two main methods, gating or manual chops. First, the tight modern method, gate on the vinyl chain with sidechain. Add gate, turn on sidechain, feed it from your break track, or even better, a dedicated chop trigger track, like a rimshot or click pattern that you control. Set the gate attack fast, around 0.3 to 2 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 40 to 120. Then set threshold so the gate opens on the transients you want. What this does is make the vinyl tail speak with the rhythm of the break. That's instant rolling glue. And because it's only on the character chain, your sub stays stable underneath. Second method, the authentic jungle method. Resample and chop. Create a new audio track called 808 Resample. Set audio from to the 808 rack track, post effects. Arm it and record a few bars of your bass pattern. Then in the recorded clip, turn warp off, or set it to repitch if you want pitch behavior to feel like actual playback speed changes. Now do micro chops. Cut little 10 to 60 millisecond chunks at the start of the tail. Make tiny repeats at 1/32 or 1/16 right before a snare. Then let it fall. Add fades on clip edges to avoid clicks. This is thy chop this off wax feeling. It's also part of the jungle attitude. Committing to audio and slicing it is the sound. Now we make it roll in arrangement. Use a 16-bar mental template. Bars 1 to 4. Establish groove. Keep the sub core steady. Keep the vinyl layer low and subtle. Bars 5 to 8. Call and response. On bar 7 or 8, add a micro chop before the snare. Open the filter slightly for energy. Bars 9 to 12. Drop variation. Add a pitch fall on the character layer, like minus 10 to minus 30 cents for one bar, or do a quick band pass telephone moment on the vinyl layer only. Bars 13 to 16, pre-fill and impact. Shorten the sub decay in bar 15 so it tightens up. Then bar 16, do a stop start chop and slam the downbeat. Now glue it with the drums. On the sub core chain, add a compressor with sidechain from your kick and snare bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking. Don't overdo it. Old school jungle weight comes from the bass being part of the groove, not disappearing every time the drums hit. Extra coaching notes before we wrap. 1. Make the character layer transient light. If it starts clicking or competing with the break attack, don't just turn it down. Put a compressor on the vinyl chain only, fast attack like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Medium release 60 to 120, just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. It pushes the dust behind the punch. 2. Check phase interaction at the crossover. Even if you high pass the vinyl chain, distortion can generate low mid energy that leans into the sub. Do a quick test. Flip phase in utility on the vinyl chain. If the low end suddenly changes dramatically, raise the vinyl high pass cutoff a bit, or reduce drive and resonance. 3. Build macros with a safety mindset. A killer performance macro is more jungle. When you turn it up, It raises vinyl level, but also nudges the vinyl high pass cutoff a little higher and maybe eases the downsample slightly, so you get more vibe without wrecking the mix. Here's a quick practice assignment you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Program an 8-bar rolling bass line. Try F to G to A to G or F to F to G to D. Build the rack exactly like we did. Clean sub core plus high passed vinyl tail. Then resample 8 bars and create 3 variations. One with no chop as your reference, one with 2 micro repeats before the snare in bar 4 and bar 8, and one with a filter sweep on the character layer in bar 7 to 8. When you bounce a loop with drums, check 3 things. Your sub peak is living around 40 to 60 Hz, there's no ugly buildup around 200 to 400, and the tail movement is audible on small speakers, but not harsh. Recap, you built a repeatable Ableton Live 12808 tail formula for jungle and raga elements, stable mono sub in one chain, chopped vinyl character in the other. You protected the mix by high-passing the dirty chain and controlling stereo, and you added authenticity with micro chops, drift, bit reduction, and break synced gating. If you tell me your key and which break you're using, like an Amen Edit, Think, or Hot Pants, I can suggest a chop trigger rhythm that locks to that specific drum phrasing and a tight set of 8 macros you can actually perform during an arrangement.